What?
Two, three times?
I'd like to start this week with a Negro spiritual.
Oh. Who is you now?
Why you always lying? Why you always lying? My God. Stop fucking lying. Shout out to all you lying ass niggas out there. You are listening to The Storm.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
All right.
You hear me?
I hear you. I really thought you was going to start with a Swing Low Sweet Chariot or something like that.
No. Negro spiritual. Stop lying.
Okay. Negro spirituals.
Yes. Negro spirituals. All
right. Episode 5.
Hey. Another week.
Hey.
Of Hear Ye.
Okay.
Y'all ready? Are you ready?
I don't know.
You know, we got a lot to discuss this week.
And my stomach is over here doing flip-flops.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus.
We're going to make it through.
Lord Jesus.
We're going to make it. We're going to prosper.
I see.
Lego.
All right, Lego. All right, so this week in With the Shits.
With the Shits.
You think there'll ever be a week where these niggas is not acting up?
Never, ever in the history of niggerdom. Not never. Ever.
Not in the history of niggerdom.
Not ever.
These niggas be don't know how to act.
Never.
They don't know how to talk.
Never.
They don't know how to do a lot of shit.
They're toddlers. They're infants.
Not toddlers.
Not never.
All right, so we'll go ahead and get started with 100 rounds.
100 rounds.
You ready?
Yes.
First topic, Colin Kaepernick, go.
Ooh, Afro.
49ers.
Knee.
Unemployed.
That part.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that Colin Kaepernick, uh-huh. The same quarterback that last year began to take a knee during the national anthem, mm-hmm. He is currently free agent. And a lot of teams have already started training camp, uh-huh. And this nigga is still unemployed.
Okay.
So there were some reports that surfaced last week that Kaepernick was in talks with the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. So everybody got excited. We're like, yay, uh-huh. Kaepernick might have a job. Never mind.
Niggas still ain't got no job.
Niggas still ain't got no job.
Niggas Lawrence.
Oh, girl. We gonna get there. So the owner, Steve Biscotti. Isn't that like a cookie or something?
It's like a coffee cake, I think. Biscotti.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Don't know. Sounds maybe. All right. Sounds similar.
Steve B.
Okay.
Steve B came out and said he was hesitant because he had some PR concerns in regards to Kaepernick.
Interesting.
So, what the Ravens went and did is they went and signed an Arena League quarterback that literally had no NFL experience instead.
So, is it like the D-Leagues?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's like signing like you. Okay.
Yeah, because let's not pretend like Colin Kaepernick didn't take the 49ers all the way to the Super Bowl just a few years ago. Uh-huh. And you pick an Arena League football player. Like, I feel like the Arena League, like, that's for play.
Yeah.
Like, that's not serious.
Pretty much.
But they didn't choose Kaepernick. Uh-huh. And so I'm really starting to... I'm wondering to myself, do you think that it's a matter of whether he can and cannot play, or if it's a matter of they will they let him play?
This is my thing. I feel like he's going to get picked up by a team, and I've always said this. I feel like he's going to get picked up by a team. I don't feel like he's going to get picked up by a team right now. I feel like he's going to be kind of midway through the season, and he's going to get picked up by a team. So I felt like this, like they're not going to pick him up by a team now. It's going to be halfway through the season, and then teams are going to be, like, losing quarterbacks left and right. And then they're going to say, well, let's pick up Kaepernick. He's not doing anything right now. So it's going to be halfway through the season before he gets picked up by a team.
Honestly, I think Colin Kaepernick might be done.
I don't
think he's going to play anymore. Like I said before, they gave him an opportunity to play, and they are, I'm pretty sure they are so damn excited that he had that terrible season that he had. Because now it's like, it looks
now
they
like have a reason to.
They have a reason not to pick him versus it just being the fact that he is taking a knee. But
well, he's already said too that he won't take a knee anymore. You know, that he's gonna now stand because he don't want the focus to be on, you know, that anymore.
Where did he say that?
He said that he wasn't gonna take a knee anymore. That he didn't want the focus, you know, to be on him anymore. He wanted to be more on the team. So he said now that he's not gonna take a knee anymore.
Well, I think he already just
the damage is already done.
Yeah, he just comes with too much heat, honestly.
But honestly, I mean, I feel like it's going to be like a mid-season thing before he gets picked up again. Kind of like what they did with Michael Vick back then, too.
Oh, that new. Cancel Coon collection. Nah, but so did you see like all of the NFL fans that are threatening to boycott the NFL this season?
I don't know. I personally don't know too many niggas who finna cancel it or boycott the NFL.
I mean,
I feel like a lot of the Hotep niggas might, but.
And how many of them really watch football like
that? That's what I'm saying. They're not real football fans anyway. The niggas that I know that watch the NFL, I've talked to a few and they're like, for what? The NFL been trash. They know the NFL been trash. So, I mean, it's not anything new to them.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, because they literally asking for you to not post anything on social media about it. Of course, going to no games.
Yeah.
Don't watch.
Most of them can't afford to go to the games no way, so that's not like
a right. But don't watch it.
Yeah.
And don't purchase any NFL related like items at all.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So the niggas I know was like, okay, you can't have my Sundays, but you can have my Thursdays. My Thursday and my Monday nights. But I mean, the niggas that I know are not, they're not this serious. Like, they're not, I mean, and my thing is, like, the NFL has been trash. It ain't stopped at Colin. It hadn't stopped that, you know, you let all these other NFL players NFL players beat on their wives and still be able to play.
That's my thing. Like, I'm like, okay, you guys are sitting here literally blackballing this man because he's quietly protesting.
Not hurting anybody.
And you got niggas that are killing people in the NFL.
Yeah.
You got niggas beating their wives.
Yeah.
You got people cheating.
Killing
like,
dogs.
Come on now. Like, literally, let's prioritize.
Yeah.
You know.
He ain't did nothing wrong. He looked like Colin went to jail. Colin is doing, he's doing defending his right to do what he can peacefully and broke no rules, ain't hurt nobody. But he's basically, people will defend the right for this damn flag for people who it ain't hurt. He's not doing nothing to nobody, basically, and
it's come on now. Like, the different ways that people protest, like, that's literally probably the very, very best that you're going to get.
The least.
Literally. So, you should go ahead and accept it and just be thankful.
Toothless America will die behind a flag, though. They'll defend this flag before they'll defend you.
Trust me, I know.
They'll put out the flag before they'll put out a fire on you, though. So
trust me, I know.
That's the thing about it, though. So.
I don't give a damn. Hmm. Toothless America, I ain't defending you either.
Hmm.
So, whatever. But J. Cole, he did have his concert this week, and he did go up there and stand up.
The only light-skinned man I'll ever look with.
I don't know. J. Cole's looking a little dirty these days.
Give a damn.
He's looking like broke weekend.
No, Jake. Look, I told you that's the strength. J. Cole is like Samson. His strength is dirt. The dirty he is, the longer his hair, the harder he comes. No. What?
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get to this clip where J. Cole is talking about Colin Kaepernick. So y'all go ahead and listen, because that just got weird.
Matter of fact, don't y'all think somebody that got money and power and fame should be standing up for that type of shit? Baltimore, the type of shit that's happening here, don't you think somebody should risk their whole livelihood and their whole life to talk about this shit? Even if it costs them their money, their job, their life? Don't that sound like Colin Kaepernick? Ain't he trying to come to Baltimore, the city that seems to need that shit for real? Somebody that really do. And this ain't none of my business. Are y'all still gonna go to that game? Are y'all gonna go to that game if they don't have it? You can go. You can do what you want. I'm just curious.
All right, so I want to know, like, do you agree with, like, J. Cole? Like, are you down for the cause? Will you boycott the NFL? Will you sign the petition on change.org?
I'll sign it, but Cowboys.
I know.
I mean, my Cowboys trash too, shit.
Hold on.
They are.
Alright, you don't know what you're talking about.
The not trash as in they are trash, but my players are trash. You ain't like Michael Irvin went out here sniffing cup off white bitches.
Bruh, Michael Irvin has not played since you were 8 years old. That's irrelevant.
He's still trash. But you know what the thing is? Michael Irvin will still stop and take a picture with you. I have a picture with Michael Irvin right now in my house. But the nigga's trash too.
Michael Irvin literally looks like he is casket ready.
And the nigga is always casket ready. Deion Sanders is trash. This it's a league and lineage of trash ass.
But the thing
is, I don't care.
Niggas are... imagine how many niggas you know that are trash that don't have no money.
What does that mean?
Money intensifies the trashness of these niggas.
I'm saying.
These niggas is only being themselves. They're just being themselves to the umpteenth power.
This is 20 years of trash, though. Like, why don't even... okay, Colin doesn't have a job. Colin has money.
Yeah, Colin does have money.
And he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. And see, I think that might be another thing. It's not going to be cheap to hire Colin. Like, to bring him on as a quarterback, it is definitely, it's going to come with a damn price tag.
But he's earned it, though. Like, he's earned his stripes, though.
Yeah, he's definitely earned his stripes, but think about how many people are going to be willing to pay.
That's true.
And possibly deal with backlash.
That's true. But I feel like it's a good and bad, because did not he have the number one selling jersey last year?
Yeah, he did, because he was taking a knee.
But still, I would buy a Colin Kaepernick jersey.
But you're black.
And how many other black people would buy a Colin Kaepernick jersey?
No, but this is what I'm saying. Whenever at the games, the stands is full of Caucasians.
I mean, this is true. But the home team is always gonna buy tickets.
Like, remember whenever Michael Vick came back?
Yeah.
Remember how, like, the stands started getting empty at the games? Because people were boycotting. They didn't want to go to the games anymore.
Yeah, but
I think they're thinking, like, I mean, it's still blackballing him, and I do feel bad, because it's like, all right, nigga can't stand up for what they believe in. Okay,
yeah.
I thought this was America, but whatever.
It's America for why do we pass?
Yeah. Well, Spike Lee, did you hear his little announcement?
Yeah, I mean, I hope people show up, because
I'm pretty sure they will.
I hope more than like two show up.
Yeah, well, if you niggas are interested, Spike Lee's holding a rally at the NFL headquarters on August 23rd. Be there or be square.
Not be square.
Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Okay, beat me there. Okay. I hope people show up and support. But I'm gonna watch the Cowboys. I'm not gonna watch the Nets. I watch the Cowboys.
I'm definitely gonna watch the Cowboys. I can't even lie to you. Hey, Des. But. I mean, Colin, definitely hope that things get better for you. Hope you figure everything out.
Done?
I do think he's done. Okay. I think if he had a decent season last season, then it would be a different story, maybe. Because these white people don't play whenever it comes to that blackballing shit.
No, they don't play when it comes to that damn flag.
That too.
He could have protested anything else except that flag.
Yeah.
He could have protested transsexual or transgenders. He could have protested.
Oh, they would have loved that.
Yeah, he could have protested. He could have protested nurses. He could have protested that flag. And he couldn't have protested teachers. Anything else could have been fair game.
Welcome to America.
That would have been it.
Welcome to America. I mean, I hope he gets a job, because, you know, I want to see my melanated people win.
Even the lower melanated.
Right.
Just any of them.
But I don't know. Just from my prediction, the fact that, like, training camps have started and stuff, like, they hired an arena football player, like, shit ain't looking too good, big fella.
My prediction is that we're going to see him midway through this season.
I hope you're right.
Okay.
We ain't going to make no bet, because, you know.
You're right. We're not going to make a bet. But just know that I do pay my bets off. I Google Walled you
$5.
I didn't pay you in quarters, so who really won that bet?
Yeah.
Huh. Moving on.
You know, I just went ahead and did what was most convenient.
Moving
for you.
On.
I just went ahead and did.
Moving on.
I'm happy you know not to make any more bets.
You got your
me.
Virtual money.
Okay. Pay me in Bitcoin.
You got it, though. That's all that matters. All
right, next topic, okay?
Yes, you got it.
Badass.
We're gonna do this again? Another 100 rounds?
Another 100 rounds. That nigga's here, ain't he?
Okay.
You see, I said badass.
Yeah. Too many fucking kids.
Savage.
Boosie fade. I thought you said that last time.
What?
Boosie fade.
I don't think I said boosie fade. Institutionalized.
That works.
All right, so as if Boosie didn't do enough. Well, that was his brother last week.
Still.
All right, well, Boosie back.
Again, yet again.
Boosie's back. This time, that nigga got on IG telling his son happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Telling him happy 14th birthday, son. Mm-hmm. I got a bag for you and a bad bitch to give you some head.
Bless him, Lord.
For he not know better.
Bless him.
So,
bless him.
A lot of people were saying, okay, is Boosie getting an older woman to suck his son's dick? Because that's statutory, right? Mm-hmm. Or is he getting one of his age mates?
Does it even matter?
To suck his dick?
Does it even matter?
And that's some form of like child porn.
I mean, does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
It's still 14. Look, I know what I was doing at 14 years old.
That's what, you know what? I feel like Boosie just shouldn't have said it on the internet.
That's true.
Because I swear to you, and I was literally looking it up all day today at work. Mm-hmm. I vividly remember a Boosie quote where he was talking about getting his 7-year-old son's dick sucked at his birthday party.
Huh? 7?
Yes. I vividly, somebody else, I literally cannot be the only person that remembers this.
Whoa.
I can't be the only person. And I swear, I Googled everything that I could fucking think of. Could not find it.
You probably had it removed.
But this is not my first time hearing Boosie say something like that. Wow. So I was literally not shocked. But I feel like because he did go on TMZ, and I think we have the clip for whenever he was on TMZ, right?
Yep. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
You're so childish.
Really, I was just clowning on Instagram, really, you know, I was just really clowning. I ain't gonna go get him no head, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bring nobody to go get him no head, but if he wanna get some head from a girl, you know, he's 14 years old, I'm cool with it. Yeah, I'm fucking at 14, so, it's fucking is popular at 14, 15 years old. That's when they be in heat, you know, But I'm not going to just bring a girl to give him head, you know, but from what I know, he didn't got head before, though, you know, so.
All right, so he tried to clean it up, I guess.
Say he was clowning.
But he wasn't.
No, he was dead-ass serious.
Dead-ass serious.
He just thought, he didn't think he was going to get that kind of backlash. That's all that is.
Because the TMZ, first of all, was on his ass because he's on their radar from his brother situation.
Yeah.
See, if he hadn't been on their radar about, you know, the whole brother situation, they weren't looking at him, nobody would have noticed shit. They wouldn't even say nothing. But they've been looking at your ass for last week. So,
Boosie shouldn't have posted that shit. Now he got everybody just questioning his badass parenting.
Which, honestly, we should have been questioning it because he got all these, well, it doesn't really matter if he got all these kids because he can take care of them.
Yeah, he's taking care of them, but still. I mean, I get his point saying, like, you know, he already knows what his son's doing. But see, Boosie going off of what he was doing at 14.
That's true.
14 years old, I wasn't doing shit.
Well.
Nah. Mama and daddy were not with that shit.
I know what I was doing at 14.
I wasn't doing no dick sucking, and I wasn't getting my, wait, no. Pause that.
Wait.
I was going to say something way too off, but no, wasn't no oral, wasn't no penetration.
Wait, 14.
It wasn't no finger banging. It wasn't none of that.
What grade were we in? Ninth grade?
14, you're ninth grade, yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, moving on. So,
do you think it would be different if he had posted it about his daughter?
Oh, yeah. First off, he wouldn't have been posting that about his daughter.
Exactly.
Niggas don't even want to think about their daughter doing that.
Right.
She would have said, I'm finna get a nigga to eat your pussy. Yeah. niggas ready to die. He posted about his daughter.
Boosie needs to get his life together. Hunt around.
All
right. Usher. Oh, we did Usher already.
We did Usher last.
Honey Rounds.
We could do Usher again, though.
Okay.
Shit, though. What? I mean, Let It Burn still comes to mind.
Right. Liar.
7 o'clock.
Raymond.
Usher.
All right, so this week, right, USHERYMOND. Baby, tell me what you're going to do with me.
Not shit.
Okay? Not unless you're going to provide full disclosure, nigga. Anyway, so this week, there were two more victims that came forward. Well, they went ahead and filed suit.
Uh-huh.
There was three more victims. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. There was two women, and there was one man.
Oh. Don't say.
Saying that Usher was sleeping with them without disclosing that he actually is positive for herpes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So we actually got to put a face to one of the victims.
Did we now?
Quantasia Sharpton and her lawyer Lisa Bloom, they actually held a press conference on Monday.
Lisa Bloom is busy.
Lisa Bloom is out here.
Making cases.
Clearly, she needs to be doing a little bit more vetting.
But cases and faces.
We'll get to that. So, Quantasia, she's 21 years old, and she claims that she actually had sex with Usher 2 years ago on her 19th birthday.
Okay.
She said that Usher went ahead and called her onto the stage, and afterwards, they went ahead and took it to the room.
Oh, okay.
So, she is saying that she made it very clear, I do not have herpes.
Okay. Let it be known, sis.
Yes, but she did say that her rights were violated.
Well.
So the other female victim, she has tested positive for herpes. Mm-hmm. And they haven't said whether or not the male is positive, but they did say that he alleges that he had oral sex with Usher. So,
I definitely didn't know that.
But you know what? It doesn't surprise me. I really do feel like them celebrities, they be getting on them drugs.
And don't know who be down there.
And no, they be knowing, but they just reach a point where, like, they're just trying to get that, like...
fix?
Yeah, they're trying to get that feeling.
Ooh.
So, it doesn't really shock me, honestly. Mm. But, so I don't know if we should go with the tea on Quantasia, or if we should talk about... all the people this week, they were acting like they didn't know that niggas like big girls.
Well, we have a clip of her a little press conference.
Oh, yeah.
If you're gonna play it.
My name is Quantasia Sharpton. I love Usher's artistry and music. I went to a concert of his with some friends a few years ago to celebrate my birthday. I was wearing a birthday crown, and because of that, I was selected to go backstage before the show. Later, a security guard picked me up and asked me for my number. He told me Usher had seen me backstage and was interested in me. After the show, my friends and I returned to the hotel. I got a call from Usher on a block number asking me what hotel I was staying in and the room number. About an hour later, he arrived. We spoke for a while and then we engaged in sexual contact. He never warned me about any STDs. It was just after my 19th birthday. I never heard from him again. When I first heard reports that he had herpes, I couldn't believe it. I had a child a year ago, and I knew I was negative. But I contacted Lisa Bloom to find out what my rights are as a woman.
All right. Look. Niggas love.
Actually sounds kind of weird.
Niggas love big girls.
Love them.
Love them. Can't get enough of it. Well, me, shit. Speaking from experience.
I saw one meme like, niggas be talking like their mama ain't big.
Is. Love up that ass.
I'm serious. And you want, like, come on now.
These very fight you call her mama fat. My mama not fat.
I'll tell you something.
I love my mama.
Niggas love big girls. Point blank, period. You skinny girls, niggas don't want y'all.
Man, look, niggas love when you drive and to reach between a big girl's thighs and put his hands there.
What? Come on.
When you watching TV, niggas love to put his hand behind your back and feel something there.
Man, niggas love a little cushion.
Okay, shit. He like to feel something while he behind there that he hitting on besides a hip bone.
Oh, literally.
Man, look, these niggas, look. The thing is, these niggas don't like they friends to say nothing, but they friends be trying to talk to us too.
Girl, come on.
Look, I don't understand. Like, and then like I saw something that was like Usher's lowering his standards. Hell, she probably lowered her standards for Usher.
Oh, who got the STD?
Hey, who lowered her standards?
How about that?
Okay, cause she tested what?
Negative.
So who wins in this situation?
My thing is, I was just, whenever I was reading like the comments talking about, like, we're not even gonna say his name. The short comedian from last week.
Oh.
How he was like, I believe Usher gay before I'll believe that he fucked this. Isn't well, there's a man that's come forward. So?
Well.
I guess Usher gay and like big girls.
Believe it all, shit.
It's just, it's...
What's the thing though? Nigga, you can't, first of all, what's the problem?
What is the problem?
Because my vagina works. And it gets wet. That may have been much, but I mean, what's the issue here? I don't understand. Like,
niggas is ashamed. Niggas is ashamed of what they like.
What they like.
Niggas is ashamed. All of y'all are not out here banging Bernice Burgos. Y'all are not banging no females that look like Bernice Burgos. Y'all are not banging females that look like Rihanna.
First off, show me a nigga that's banging her, and I'll show you the nigga that's tired of her attitude, first of all.
Hello. Bernice Burgos is single as a dollar bill with a dumbass. That's another yes, topic.
She is.
But y'all love to pretend like y'all don't like average women. This is average women.
Yes. The average woman is a size 12, 14.
Exactly.
14 through 16, actually.
Exactly. Like, come on, bro. Y'all... be honest with yourselves. There's nothing wrong with liking it. There's nothing wrong with loving it. It's completely normal. But you're not finna sit here and be talking about Quantasia, talking about her size. Like, she didn't know how big she was whenever she did the press conference before she started. Like, you putting her onto some news.
Okay, like she didn't know when she walked up there.
Come on.
Like, you telling her something that she just, what?
I'm big?
What?
BBW?
What?
Since when?
Nigga, she knew.
She knew. Come on. You're not finna sit there and just be body shaming her because of some insecurities that you have within yourself.
Okay, because even if she felt some type of way, she still felt like she got in a room with Usher. And what?
Girl, but the problem is...
she might not have.
Well. Quantasia may not have made it to the room. And sadly, Quantasia's name ain't even Quantasia.
But she could have.
Her name, Angel Valentino.
Is it really though?
That's her real name.
Okay. Well, Angel's a nice name.
Yeah. See, Valentino probably made up.
That doesn't sound... Quantasia's probably... It's, Quantasia sounds more like her name.
Quantasia Sharpton? Shit, I don't know what to believe. All I know is...
she look like a Quintage, not an angel.
Famous, nah. She look like an angel to me. Maybe the main one.
She's pretty, though.
Yeah, she's cute. But that ain't got nothing to do with her damn head. According to Famous, the girl is crazy.
Oh. You said her head. I was like, wait, what?
No, her brain.
Oh, not her head. Her mental head.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, Brittany, what the hell is going on?
You said her head. I'm like, wait.
I've heard you say wet. I mean, I can't even remember what else you said.
I just said, okay. Continue.
Well, no, according to Famalus, Fantasia is, I mean, not Fantasia, Quantasia. Jesus Christ. Quantasia is a scammer.
Oh.
She's a liar.
Liar.
A cheater.
What? A schemer? What?
Girl. So apparently she tried to run. I'm not gonna fucking play with you. Anywho.
It's been a long day.
She tried to run a little scam on August Alsina. And claimed that she ran a train on him.
What? By herself?
I don't know. It never mentioned if it was another girl, but I feel like a train got more than one person.
That's true.
And I'm happy that they said that she ran a train on him.
Okay, and not on her.
And
okay.
Not on her.
Get your money. Run your train. Have your sex.
Do what you do. Okay. If these niggas run trains, then so do you.
Trains, okay? You run trains. Do it.
And then after the train, she lied about being pregnant with twins.
Aww. Well.
And apparently August is just one of the many.
Aww, darn.
Yeah. So Angel actually on late Sunday night, she posted that she was broke.
Oh.
She needed some money. And she was spending her last few hours as a normal girl.
Aw, SZA lyrics.
Not SZA lyrics.
Look, I mean...
You don't know what to believe.
You really don't.
I was rooting for you, Quantasia Angel Valentino.
Okay, because look, all the BBWs was like, yes, queen, let them know. Let them know we can still take your nigga. We can take your nigga. I mean, I'm still rooting for you. I don't care if you lying or not. Cause
nah, if she lying, she wrong, bro.
If she lying, she wrong, but still, we can still take your nigga.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that part.
That part.
But she don't need to be the BBW spokesperson if she lying.
That's true. That's very true.
She shouldn't be lying like that. And if she,
I feel like Lisa Bloom should have vetted this person better.
Come on, can we talk about that? Yeah. Lisa Bloom, you just taking anybody?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That's definitely... I feel like Lisa should know better.
Yeah, I read something about, I don't know how true it is, that they were thinking about actually dropping her as one of their clients.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
As she should.
Yeah.
I feel like she... Y'all didn't check Facebook post? Like, y'all should have told her to get the freak out Facebook.
My
don't
thing is...
Don't say nothing.
Were you in touch with Lisa before or after you posted that you needed some money?
Because Lisa probably could have fronted you a couple bands if they felt like y'all was going to be in on this.
You posted that you needed some money Sunday night, and then you did a press conference Monday morning. Something about this math, and something ain't just sitting right with me.
No.
I feel like it can't be that easy to get in touch with Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, I don't think it would be.
Whatever, maybe she just like sent an email. Maybe they sent out one of those like, if you're involved in this settlement, please.
Well, like the Johnson & Johnson Nighttime settlement or the Sprint settlement.
Yeah, like.
Or the Carnival Crew settlement.
Yeah, like.
Or the asbestos settlement.
How do you get in touch with Lisa Bloom that quick?
If Rob.
Right.
If Rob is top that bad on you.
Please
you
call.
You slept with Usher.
Please call.
If R. Kelly is pissed on you.
Please
nah,
call.
It can't be that easy.
Nah, it can't. But it didn't even stop there, bro. So somebody from Usher's camp, which I really be so sick and tired of reading somebody. Goddamn, who are y'all?
Who is it somebody?
Who is it?
I need to know.
Usher, somebody in his camp, they actually came out and said that the initial court documents that state that he paid the first accuser, which we now have her name, Maya Fox, the $1.1 million is false, and that Usher actually does not have herpes.
Wait, what? That's false?
That's what they're claiming.
Okay. I read too that his results are negative.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what to believe.
You can have a false negative and still have herpes.
Exactly. I don't know what to believe, bro.
It's a fuck fest.
I feel like if you were negative, Usher, why is it taking this long for somebody to come out and say that that's not true?
Why haven't you said nothing? The only thing I'm saying is I'm in the studio bobbing his head.
I haven't even seen that.
They just showed something today. You in the studio with JD.
Oh, I think I did see that little clip.
Yeah, nigga. I need you to release a song saying you don't have it.
I need you to get on the internet and be like...
Get you a Lisa Bloom.
Good morning, America. Okay. My name is Usher Raymond.
U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N. I have that plan in my head. No, say it, nigga.
My name is Usher Raymond, and I know everything that has been in the headlines here lately, but I am here to tell you that I am STD free, that I am not a fuck nigga, and I do like big girls. Thank you, and drop the mic.
No, but the nigga said, you know, I may or may not have pulled her up on stage. It was for her self-esteem. The nigga, you fucked up there. Because first of all,
out of line.
How do you know she had low self-esteem, nigga? This could be for your self-esteem. You could have been like, yeah, I love big girls. I love all women. But this is nothing to play with. STDs are no joke. But I don't have one. Something like that. That's simple. And drop them on. Nigga, you ain't said nothing. You've been ghost. We see you in the studio. That's you from R. Kelly. You have the Robert Kelly handbook.
Okay.
101. Deny, don't say shit, and make a song.
Oh,
I needed you to say something.
Usher is out of line. The thing is, okay, Usher, if you do have it, you need to be disclosing this information. But niggas, y'all don't just only need to be disclosing whether or not you got an STD. You need to be disclosing if you have a wife.
Which she does.
You need to be disclosing if you have a girlfriend. You need to be disclosing if you have kids. You need, like, and women, everybody just disclose with each other. Please. The world would just literally be an easier place. It would be a way better place.
STDs are just the tip of the iceberg.
Seriously. Like, full disclosure.
If I'm the only one.
That. I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for you to be honest.
Yeah. Just let me know what the frick is going on.
Wouldn't you want somebody to be honest to you?
Just a little bit. Yeah. What are we doing? Just let me know.
Yeah. So, Usher, if you got it.
Say something.
If you got it bad.
The little pun you threw in there.
Usher, just, like Brittany said, just go ahead and come out. Make a statement one way or another. We don't know who these sources are.
Okay.
Only thing we know is that Quantasia
said, we don't know nothing.
We
know nothing.
It's literally the same thing it was 3 weeks
what
ago.
What we thought we knew, we don't know anything. We knew what we said, what we knew then, which is nothing. That's it.
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out.
World unraveled. World shattered.
I feel like Quantasia, Sharpton, Angel, Valentino, I feel like her reputation's going to be ruined.
I feel like she didn't have a reputation to begin with.
Well, it was the little one she does have. Because well, don't nobody know my name.
Okay.
Yet. Let me go ahead and say
talk
that.
Talk that talk. Speak it.
Yet. But you definitely won't know me for no scandalous shit.
Hey. All right, now it's time for Let's Argue.
Let's go.
All right, so a new study showed that most women have a side hustle.
Mm.
Side hustle. So a recent survey from Bankrate showed that at least more than 44 million Americans have a side hustle. The majority are millennials aged 18 to 34.
Wow.
Now, 69% of women say they use extra money from a side hustle to help pay for living expenses compared to just 42% men.
Hmm.
So, I think I have a couple of side hustles, you know.
I
used to do hair, used to cook on the side, do a lot of extra shit, get a lot of free shit, surveys, all that stuff. What do you do as a side hustle?
Mm.
Do you have side hustles? I mean, Not consistent.
So no.
I don't do anything consistent, but I have ways of making, I guess, side money.
Yeah. Like, I do feel like sometimes it is good to go ahead and, like, have, like, supplement your income and have other means. But, yeah. I can't say that I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually very proud, though.
Yeah. Also, looking for another job, LinkedIn says 85% of jobs are filled via some sort of networking. So you're looking for another job. The way to get in is not by what you know, it's who you know. And also not by sending out your resumes. You actually have to get out and meet new people. So get out, meet new people.
Makes sense.
Let's say hi. Also not so much staying late doing extra work. Studies now show going over and beyond isn't that much valued. Just make sure you meet your deadlines.
I heard that.
So don't do no extra work.
No.
It's not valued.
Because whenever when the clock strikes 5, I am gone.
Leave.
Sometimes even at 4:59.
Yep.
So, I'm not staying late. Nope.
Don't have to do it.
Not today, not tomorrow, not next week.
Nope. So, also in other news, Procter & Gamble released an ad called The Talk, and I'm going to play a little clip about that.
Who said that?
The lady at the store.
That is not a compliment.
It's an ugly, nasty word, and you are going to hear it. Nothing I can do about that. But you are not going to let that word hurt you.
You got your ID? Because they stopped you.
Yeah. Now, when you get pulled over.
I'm a good driver.
Baby. Hey,
don't worry.
This is not about you getting a ticket. This is about you not coming home.
I'm going to be okay. Right? Okay, baby.
You are not pretty for a black girl. You are beautiful, period. Okay? Don't ever forget that.
Okay, so I feel like The Talk is like something that all black people may have had. Do you remember, I mean, has your mom ever had to talk with you or your parents ever had to talk with you?
Yes.
So The Talk in my household kind of went the same thing. Like, it was like, you know, never leave a store out the receipt or people think you're stealing, or, you know, you always have to be twice as good in class, or, you know, I work twice as hard.
My mom used to tell me, whenever you go in the store, try not to put your hands in your pocket or put your hands in your purse. And I even kind of still do that to this day.
Yeah. You know, always look at your surroundings, say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Well, that's a respect thing, too, but always be, you know, in the police, you know, don't make quick movements, always 10 and 2, always all that stuff. So, you know, I feel like the talk is like something we've all had. And so Procter & Gamble put out a commercial just kind of, you know, exemplifying kind of the talk that we've all had. And I don't feel like it was meant anything by it. But boy, the white tears that came from that.
Not white tears.
White people were mad. And so in white fashion, you know, people talking about boycotting Procter & Gamble. Basically saying that they, you know, they... Basically, they felt like it vilified Black Lives Matter, that they felt that it was pro or anti-police.
Oh, my gosh.
That Procter & Gamble were being racist towards white people and all that stuff. And so people had vowed to boycott Procter & Gamble. But Procter & Gamble has a lot of freaking products. Can you name some of the Procter & Gamble products?
Is Johnson & Johnson one of these?
One of them, yep.
So we got baby powder.
Well, yeah.
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
Toilet paper.
Yep.
Tide.
So, let's see. I have a list of them. So, Dawn, dishwashing liquid. Joy, Always. Tampax. Aussie. Braun, hair care products. Clairol. Herbal Essence.
Good luck.
Pantene.
Good luck.
Goodell.
Huh.
Crest.
Well.
Scope. Pepto-Bismol.
Well.
Prilosec. Vicks. Bounce. Cascade. Febreze. The list goes on. A lot of things you don't think is Procter & Gamble actually is. And that's just cleaning supplies.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Game. All the stuff that smells good. That's just cleaning supplies for Procter & Gamble. So, good luck with that and your salty white tears. But yeah, white folks are just really, really sad about that.
White folks are always sad.
But I feel like the talk is, I mean, you ask any, I just know any black person I've known, we've had the talk about how to act and how to be in society. It's just something that we've always had. So it's not seen as, to me, it's not seen as racist. It's just something that we've always done and always talked about.
Yeah, and it's something that goes on. And you guys don't understand because you don't have to have these kind of talks with your kids. So that's the reason why you don't get it.
Ever.
And that's why your ass is offended.
Never, ever.
Go be offended somewhere else.
Never, ever. And, okay, last but not least, I kind of don't want to talk about this because I feel like I'm not going to stay on top of this. So, Cheeto dust.
Not Cheeto dust.
So he's on an unofficial vacation.
Surprise, surprise.
Playing golf, but he hadn't really said anything. While on vacation, he released this audio that we're going to play now.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so when niggas say best not, I know you can't take nothing they say serious after that.
Girl.
So he said best not. But basically,
he's an idiot.
He's issuing an ultimatum to North Korea. Now, we've already, there's already been analysis that North Korea has produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead. But the only thing is that North Korea hasn't figured out a way to get that warhead all the way over to our borders yet. But they can get it over to Guam. Now, the issue is Guam is a major U.S. Military, what's it called?
Base? Port?
Yeah, base. Mm-hmm. It has tons of military families still there. And I think just recently, North Korea said they could have some there by mid-August.
Wow. That's next week.
Yeah. pretty much. But it doesn't give time. It doesn't give U.S. any time to evacuate families, get anything done. U.S. is definitely not prepared for this. The orange fucker really can't say anything else about this.
Of course not.
There's updates going on and on. It's updating by the minute, by the hour. UN really is scrambling to try to figure out, put sanctions on North Korea. But nothing really can be done because they're really, I mean, you can't threaten. That's like telling somebody with a gun. Okay. That's like telling somebody with a gun who you know can shoot. You better not shoot that gun.
And they already got the gun out.
And they already got the gun out. And you know they can shoot. What kind of sense does that make?
But that's, he's not serious.
He's not stable.
He's not. And he's literally going to end up getting us all fucked.
The only thing that we have in our favor right now is that North Korea has not figured out how to shoot their missiles this far over successfully.
Let them get that far.
That's what we're waiting on.
Out of there.
Sammy, that's what we're waiting on.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell y'all. People out here getting microchipped. Trump is out here fooling, posting crazy ass videos, not knowing what the hell he's saying. Like, I'm like, who's gonna sit here and just let this man just get to talking?
Look, I got shit I need to do first before I hadn't gotten married first. Bruh. I need to see the season finale of Game of Thrones and Insecure first.
Bruh, let me tell you something. If God came and shut this party down right now, I would actually be okay with it.
I need to see what happens on Insecure first. I'm not okay with it right now.
We'll get over there and ask Issa. I feel like Issa gonna be in heaven. We'll get over there and ask Issa.
I still wanna know. I will. I mean, that's the stuff that I need to see. I need to know things first before I just need to. No.
Trump playing.
He's playing a deadly game.
Seriously.
With niggas who have... He's playing Russian roulette with niggas who have the gun in the chamber.
Girl, I'm telling you, because let me tell you something. Don't let them sit here and try to do no draft or no crazy shit when some shit is about to go down. I will disappear. And you'll never see me again.
Okay.
Point blank period. Point blank period. Period.
Look, if you go into the draft, you just need to go and put 18-year-old white men like y'all been doing.
Okay,
in the draft.
Aren't y'all the ones that love the flag anyway?
Okay, keep doing that. I'm good right where I am. I'll make warheads for y'all.
I promise.
I work in factories again. Matter of fact, I will go back to the hospitals and devote my time. But I am not listening to nobody's draft
at all.
That's what I'm not doing.
Miss me? Count me out.
Okay.
I won't be in attendance.
But, yeah, fuck that. And last but not least, well, I guess it's not even really a big deal, but Disney's ending its distribution with Netflix. Mm. And so, it's kind of a big deal for me because Gucci is fucking nuts about Moana. It's the only way I can get her to calm the hell down semi while we're recording on certain Wednesdays.
Yeah, she's going to have another subscription.
Well, yeah. So Disney's trying to come up with their own subscription services, kind of rivaling Netflix, and parents who want Disney movies will pay for it. And so I guess I'll have another bill eventually. So Disney did ink a deal with Netflix, and Netflix were streaming some Disney movies. But it's only been, I think, since the last year that they've been streaming these Disney movies. And it hadn't even been all Disney movies. It's only been certain ones.
Okay.
But this is only going to be going on until 2018. Disney's planning on launching theirs in 2019. So you won't see it right away. And I think a lot of the new Disney movies that are coming out are going to be streaming on Disney launch when they do there. So it's not that big of a deal right now. But that also is leading into ESPN and different streaming shows and things like that. So not that big of a deal right now, parents, but
it's coming.
It's coming. So Disney is promising also about 10,000 live regional, national, and international games and events a year.
Wow.
So
how much are you willing to pay for a Disney streaming service?
I will get a different email every month if they have that. I'm not willing to pay right now. I have a Fire Stick. As long as I'm able to keep stuff on there right now. I have a few Disney DVDs. I'm not willing to pay another fee for subscription services.
How much do y'all want? You want me? I already got an Apple.
That's what I'm saying.
I got Netflix.
Exactly.
I got, what else I got?
HBO I got now.
Mine is yours.
But still.
I gotta pay for my internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, y'all doing a lot.
They find a different way because they realize we're not paying for cable no more.
At all.
So, okay, you're not paying for cable. We don't get paid off cable, so we're going to have our own subscription services.
Yeah, well, luckily I don't need no Disney subscription service. So
pretty soon, Disney's not the only one that's going to do that. Other companies are going to start pulling away from Netflix, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And Netflix is billions in debt because Netflix is creating their own content. They have a lot of different content. Like, if you look on Netflix, you see a lot of Netflix originals. Mm-hmm. Netflix originals. And so, it takes a lot of money to create these own shows. I will give Netflix this. They have a lot of fire-ass documentaries.
Yes.
A lot of great shows. A lot of great content and delivery and things like that. But, I mean, how much are they going to actually get back from our subscription? Because, you know, I have a cat with Netflix. Every time they raise my price, I'm like, okay, Netflix, like,
y'all
come on,
too much.
Y'all, okay, now, okay, y'all keep raising it.
Okay, because it went from $7 to $10.
It was $7. And when Netflix first came out, okay, I was getting the one DVD a month. But then I was like, okay, I'm not even watching these DVDs. I'm not even watching them no more. And I can't remember the last time I watched a DVD.
Yeah, nah, it's been a while. I don't even have nothing to play a DVD on.
I tried to put a DVD player on my laptop and it wouldn't even start, so.
Girl.
that tells me I don't even need one.
Exactly.
So, I don't even know my DVD remote is my DVD player, so. That tells you how often I watch it, so.
Straight streaming, shawty.
I'm not subscribing to no damn Disney. I'll just YouTube it.
Exactly.
I'll go to the movies.
Shit, they trying to charge for YouTube now.
Huh?
You haven't seen that in the YouTube app?
I'll just watch the ads. It's like a commercial.
Thank you. It was like YouTube Red. You can try it for free for 3 months. Nah, bruh. Not doing it.
So is that without the ads?
I guess so. It's without the ads. Oh, and then you're able to keep the whatever videos you're watching playing whenever you close the app.
They're trying to get smart because they know we getting rid of cable slowly but surely, so they're trying to figure out alternatives. I saw a video store for the first time in like years. I'm like, wait. And I saw people going in and out of it. I was like,
where was that?
It was in Fort Worth. I was like, wait.
Oh, wow.
People still go there? But I think people were buying like drinks and soda out of there, so I don't think people are actually buying videos.
It's like a gas station.
Who knows? It's what it looked like. And last but not least, I just want to shout out our sis, Simone Askew. She's the first captain of West Point Corps of Cadets for the upcoming academic year.
Dang.
So we always want to shout out Black women doing positive things, doing awesome things.
And being Black.
Being Black and awesome.
Amen.
Amen. So shout out to you, sis.
Shout out, Simone.
All right. So again, niggas ain't sent us no questions
at all. We definitely have our hear ye, our judgment section, and you guys should definitely go ahead and send us your questions, anything that you want to hear, our comments, our commentary on. go ahead and send that over to the email hearyepodcast@gmail.com.
And we also have our own Instagrams. You can reach me at @whodatbreezy_whodat_breezy, right?
Yes.
I don't know my own. @whodat_breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y, at, oh, shit.
Just @whodat_breezy.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And you can reach me on Instagram @TannaTauntYou. That's TannaH taught you.
All right. And again, just hit us up, y'all. I mean, shit, what do we have to do? I promised y'all these fire-ass nudes. Nobody wants them.
I told you. Niggas, we probably had to post like a fake fight video.
A fight scene?
Yeah.
Starkeisha, no!
It's about to be a girl fight. Hey!
Episode 5.
We are done. Hey. We'll holler at y'all niggas next week. Hey.